following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. Hope you guys are doing well. It is the end of 2020, and we are looking forward to 2021. I can't wait to see what 2021 has for us. I hope it will be a little bit better than 2020, but it doesn't matter what happens, because if you love the Lord and you walk right with Him, He's your anchor, and He's the one that we all trust in no matter what. So let's go ahead and pray as we begin today. We are going to be looking at John chapter 3 as we talk about looking beneath the surface. As I know that's going to be something that we all need to do every single day. We always need to be looking below the surface. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for everybody who's listening. I pray that you guide our time together today, and you allow the words that I speak to resonate well with those who are listening. In your name, amen. Hey, well, prior to entering church ministry, I did camp ministry for a number of years, for about a decade. And in doing camp ministry, I worked with a lot of kids, a lot of junior hires, a lot of high schoolers, putting on a lot of different types of programs and working with young adult staff in order to facilitate those programs with all of these kids. And working in camp ministry, you get to work with a whole bunch of different people. You get to work with people from all different types of backgrounds. You get to work with kids and families that come from very affluent areas, areas that have a lot of wealth and a lot of money. And then you work with a lot of kids that come from areas where there really isn't a lot of wealth, a lot of money, a lot of care. And you get to see a lot of differences between people. And you get to see the differences between those that have and those that have not. And you get to see how those that, in many cases, that have not actually have a really deep, deep understanding of the fullness and the richness of their faith. And they really, really hold on to the gospel. And then you see those that have. And when you see those that have, you see that they have a different struggle. And their struggle is more of discovering how the temporary things of this world really aren't, there's really not a lot of meaning in there. Well, you work with a lot of different people. I wanted to share with you a story today that just came back to my mind recently, and I think it has a lot to deal with, really looking below the surface. And it had to deal with a camper that I worked with. It was a girl. She was about 13 or 14 years old, and she came up with a group of kids who were a part of a, it was like a foster home for a lot of kids, or like it was a girls' home, a home where a lot of girls live in who, they were wards of the state, and they were cared for by the state. Well, this particular camper was very difficult during our week of camp. She fought with her counselor, she fought with her leader, she fought with all the other girls in her cabin. And it was a few days into the week of camp, and she was refusing to eat any food that the camp provided. And at the time, the food that the camp was providing was really good. So it wasn't gross food. She just decided that she didn't want to eat, refusing to eat the food. And saying, that she only wanted to eat McDonald's. She wouldn't eat anything that anybody gave her unless it was McDonald's. Well, the week went on, and we were about midway through the week of camp, and she hadn't eaten anything all week long. So dinner comes along, and I think they were serving like orange chicken or something like that that night. She pushed it away and she wouldn't eat, and that was kind of like a final straw. And the reason why it was a big deal at that moment was because she was not doing good health-wise. She was not, she was refusing to eat, and she was trying to take control of what was going on. And you could tell that she was becoming really weak. Well, because of that, we escorted her out, or we had some leaders escort her out of the dining room and bring her down to the nursing station facility, where some of her leaders started to talk with her and chat with her. And they weren't, what I noticed is that they weren't really getting to the heart of the issue. They weren't really looking at what was below the surface. They were very much trying to, command her, just to follow the rules, that she needed to follow the rules. Well, I kind of step in and I talk with her leaders, and I sit down with her leaders, and I look her straight in the face. Now, she's wanting McDonald's. She doesn't want to eat anything else. And I say, we're not going to get you McDonald's. But looking straight at her, I say this is about a lot more than McDonald's and the food that you want to eat. And I was just quiet as I looked at her. Well, pretty soon her eyes started to well up with tears and she looked at me and she couldn't say anything. But knowing that looking into the heart and the soul of a child who's broken, who simply really is just looking to control something in their life. She had no control over anything in her life, the place that she lived, the places that she went to camp, her friends or her community. Everything was told to her what she had to do all week long, constantly. She had no freedom in her life. And her demand for McDonald's and not wanting to eat any of the camp food was not about just being a kid that was being difficult. It was about being somebody that had absolutely no control over their life in any form or any way whatsoever. And so when somebody comes in and they say, hey, I see it. I see what's really going on. I see that you don't have any control in your life and this is what that's about. I want to talk about that. And so we sat there for a little while and I allowed her to open up about the frustrations with her leaders and the place that she lived and everything that was going on. And there was a wall that ever so common in camp, we try to get beyond the wall that children and youth put up. We want to get beyond the wall that they put up, and that wall started to come down. We got to have a good time with her and her leaders at camp. Then we eventually got to coach her into a position of actually eating the food so that she would be in a healthier position. And for me, thinking about that idea as believers, and that story of just knowing as believers, we need to always be looking at what is below the surface. It's not always about the momentary actions of an individual, of the things that are going on. There's always something below the surface. There's always a deeper emotional, a deeper spiritual thing happening below the surface. And we as believers need to be very in tune with that. With every encounter that we have with people, we need to be asking the deeper questions of life. Well, that's where I'm looking at John chapter 3, and I see where that's modeled for us by Jesus himself. And this is Jesus talking to Nicodemus, one of the Pharisees. And let me go ahead and read to you starting in verse 1. It says this: there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, in one of the, you know, if you really look at scripture, probably one of the most ignorant and childlike responses says this. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And just think about what Nicodemus is extremely literal, like a child here, is as Jesus is saying, you have to be born again. Though Nicodemus understood the law, he read the scriptures, he knew the scriptures, he didn't connect the dots of the spiritual message that Jesus was talking about. He immediately went to a literal interpretation of what Jesus was saying, which is very much what a child would do. And that's exactly where the Pharisees' mindsets were. They were like children in the way that they thought. They had no ability to actually discern spiritual things. Everything was extremely literal for them. Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so Jesus then, he translates his little message of being born again, his little parable of being born again to Nicodemus. And he says, no, it's of a spiritual nature that you have to be born again. You see, and Jesus takes a look at a man who is wanting to know information. And he is a man that follows the law. He does everything that what he thinks he is supposed to do. And Jesus looks at him, and as he's asking him the question of Jesus, who are you? And Jesus gets right down to the heart of it. He says, hey, this is a spiritual question. You have to be born again. There's something deeper going on underneath the surface, Nicodemus. You have to really look at this with spiritual eyes, with a spiritual perspective. And that's my hope, encouragement, and coaching for you today, is that as we move forward into 2021 and in the relationships that you have, relationships with your spouse, relationship with your children and those around you, when you encounter frustrations with them, when you encounter frustrations with other individuals, are you one to see beyond just the momentary action or the momentary thing and dig deep and say, hey, there's a spiritual question here that has to be answered. You're deeply broken. You don't feel cared for. You don't feel loved. And you need to understand that it is the Spirit of God that brings us all of the goodness of life, that God is the one who's going to restore our souls in the brokenness. And I think for us, as we go forward, may that be part of our hope for 2021, is that we be people who look below the surface, beyond what is just happening in the day-to-day in our conversations with people, that we're willing to engage people in conversations of the spiritual nature of our faith and return to the spiritual foundation of our faith, knowing that to be the eternal love of God the Father and the Son and the Spirit that dwells inside of us. Being able to look below the surface at people's brokenness and their broken nature, and be able to be a conduit of God's light onto them, so that through us, God's light may shine onto other people, that we may be people who are compassionate, people who are kind, people who are caring, people who are loving, and we aren't too quick to boast our own opinion. Let's be those people. Let's be those people who are born of water and who are born of the Spirit in 2021. I love you guys. Remember, look below the surface as we go forward and don't allow the temporary things of this world to distract you. Our faith is one of strength. It's one of hope. It's one of kindness and compassion and love. Be those people and shine God's light as we move forward. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for everybody who's watching this video. Guide them, be with them. When we encounter other people, Lord, whether it be questions of our faith, Lord, or we encounter people who are broken, may we be people who look beyond what's happening in the moment and look deep beneath the surface and see things with spiritual eyes, as your word would say. May the eyes of our heart be enlightened to see things the way that you would want us to see it. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.